hatred, no violence, no starvation, and no greed, and no kings, no kings, no kings. No lies, no bullets, no bombs, and no need, and no kings, no kings, no kings. No walls, no judgments, no oppression, cowering. No kings, no kings, no kings. Every color, every culture, every language, every creed. No kings, no kings, no kings. No more dying in the clutches, no more dying underneath. No kings, no kings, no kings. No more dying for the causes no one asked for, no one needs. No kings, no kings, no kings. To all the dignity, the love that they deserve and need. No kings, no kings, no kings. The pursuit of happiness, the right to life and liberty. No kings, no kings, no kings. No child going hungry, for there's plenty enough to eat. With no kings, no kings, no kings. May I recognize your soul, that you might see the soul in me. No kings, no kings, no kings. Close your eyes and listen, so that you may truly see. No kings, no kings, no kings. That the killing of my foe indeed destroys a part of me. No kings, no kings, no kings. No hatred, no violence, no starvation, and no greed. No kings, no kings, no kings.
March crops dying neath the dead sun. We've been praying, but no good comes. The dogs howl in the home stripped bare. We've been worried, but now we're scared. People come for comfort or just to come. Taste the dark, sticky potion, hear the drums. Hands raised to Yahweh to bring the rain down. He comes crawling across the dry fields like a dark shroud. Rain! Sleep now. I'm in a burning field and loading a buckshot in the low clouds. Rainmaker.
Sleep, believe in something so bad, so bad, so bad.
smile, a firm handshake. They come for the raw chance of a fair shake. Some come to make a damn sure, my friend. This mean season's got nothing to do with them. They come cause they can't stand the pain of another warm, hot day and no rain. Cause they don't care or understand what it really takes for the sky to open up the land.
Good idea. You know, we just had our Fun Drive pickup last weekend at Into the Music. If you contributed to Fun Drive here this year at CKW and you didn't make it down to Into the Music last weekend, well, you can come by the station. Just give us a call and during regular office hours and we'll figure out a good time for you to come down and pick up your swag. Yeah, and if you didn't contribute to Fun Drive this year, there's no time limit. There's no time like the present. You're not going down to spend $600 to see Bruce Springsteen. So, you know that $50 you owe me? You can give it to the station. I'm fine with that, and we'll be good. We'll be clear, okay? That's fine. If we didn't make our goal this year. We're still... $2,000 and a bunch shy of our goal, so we can still use it, you know? We didn't make our goal last year either until like halfway through the year, because stuff always trickles in. And then we did make our goal eventually. So you could make that happen again this year with your contribution to local, homegrown, real radio. Yeah. So that was Bruce Springsteen covering Slim Dunlap there. Yep, yep. Girlfriend. Slim calls it girl fiend. Bruce doesn't. I don't know why. Maybe they'll set him straight this weekend. Somebody will, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Bruce going to be in Minneapolis, St. Paul this weekend. Playing for free at the state capitol Saturday. And then playing for $600. Is it Monday or Tuesday? I forget. I'm not going, so I don't care. But you know what? If he does that song live, I mean, if he's going to do it anywhere, he's going to do it in Minneapolis. And then never again, ever, ever. And if he does, I may have to kill myself because I won't be there. And I should be there. But unless I get a wealthy benefactor sometime soon, that ain't happening. What was before that? More Bruce-ness from Letter to You, Rainmaker. I bet he does that one. I bet he does that one all tour long. There's a few that I figure he's going to be doing. I bet we'll hear the old Edwin Starr Chestnut War make a return to the E Street Band stage. I bet we hear that one there, Rainmaker, that we just heard. I bet, you know, we'll probably hear Chimes of Freedom, I bet, as performed way back on the Tunnel of Love tour, the old Bob Dylan chestnut, you know. He's certainly, the odds are really good that he's going to play it in Minneapolis next week, I would say. I don't know. I wonder if Bruce is going to be hanging out all weekend there. You know, why would he show up Saturday and then if he's got a show like Monday, Tuesday, it's a lot of running around. Why not just hang out, you know? Go to Glam Doll Donuts. Go to Electric Fetus. Hang out here and there. Go visit the Dunlaps. Yeah, who knows? Who knows what Bruce is going to do this weekend? Speaking of the Dunlaps, another bonus cut from the new 2-CD set, Every Little Word, from Slim Dunlap. Both his albums remastered and containing just buckets and buckets of bonus tracks. Demos, live cuts, alternative versions. Here's one of those live cuts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a very warm welcome to the Twin Cities' own Slim Dunlap. Thank you so much. I'm going to open you up here for Billy Dankert and start you out kind of slow here and warm up this little harmonica here. Tonight. baby, tonight. Well, that mockingbird's gonna sing out of tune. I say we let it. That big fat moon's gonna shine like it's June. I say we let it. You won't regret it. Kick your shoes off. Do not fear. And bring that bottle straight over here. 'Cause I'll be yours, your baby tonight. I say we let it. That big fat moon's gonna shine like it's June. I say we let it. You won't regret it. Kick your shoes off. Don't you fear. You'll bring that bottle straight over here. 'Cause you got a lot of nerve. Say
Hello out there, Winnipeg, my neighbors to the north. This is Alan from Lowe. You're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Take care, Winnipeg.
My goodness, there's another one of those endings. Prince with Rock and Roll is Alive and It Lives in Minneapolis. Indeed. Before that, some Minneapolis action. That was as Minneapolis a set as we could possibly get. Paul Westerberg doing Bob Dylan's Positively 4th Street, and Slim Dunlap doing another Bob Dylan song, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. That's one of the live bonus tracks on the new double CD from Slim, Every Little Word, it's called. And yeah. It would be pretty swell of Bruce to do that Slim Dunlap song, wouldn't it? Next week when he plays there? Yeah. Oh, well, who knows? Who cares? I ain't going to be there. Did I tell you that it's 21 degrees right now in Minneapolis? Can you believe that? Anyways, speaking of live music, this past Saturday, the night of 1,000 gigs, I didn't do any of them. No. But the night before, I went to see July Talk at the Jim Cale Theater. And a swell time was had by all, for sure. The July Talk kids are always good for a spectacle. And that's what we got out of them, as usual. A very pregnant Leia was waltzing through the entire theater with a big 4-foot fluorescent tube, and it was just great. And Taylor Jackson just blew everybody away. What a groove she had going on as the opener. They're currently playing in Ontario right now, doing a bunch of gigs, all being opened by Juliana Riolino, which would have been great, but it was still mighty fine to see Taylor go over in a big way on the big stage. So, yeah, any way you cut it, great opener for July Talk all over the country these days. And I did pick up that vinyl version of the Touch album, the 10th anniversary edition, which comes with essentially a whole unreleased album. It's called Love's Not Dead. And I was a little worried because, the output after the first album, not great. But this unreleased thing, it's at least as good as Touch, if not maybe even a little better. It was recorded at the same time. Apparently they recorded like over 40 songs for that album. And, just put out a regular, whatever it was, 10 or 12 songs. So there's tons of stuff in the can from that session. And, they kept some winners off. I don't know. I think we'll hear a couple. There's actually two versions of this next song on the album. It opens and closes with it. This is the closer. This is the reprise of a song called This String, which is considerably more tranquil than the version that opens the album, but I think it's a nice way to kick off a set. This is July Talk on the Twang Trust. Tear a hole inside our brains
until we can't spell our own last name.
Put it in my blood, I put it up your nose.
Put it in your lungs as my windpipe blows.
We help each other destroy our pain. Fingers touch.
After the show, shield my eyes from the gleam.
This is Juliana Riolino, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Inside, ooh, I like a man.
Let the boys kill the man.
July Talk there. We bookended that set with two cuts from their newly released unheard album, Love's Not Dead. Like a Man is what we just heard. Started the set with This String reprise. And in the middle, we heard their opening acts of late. Juliana Riolino ripping up all the Ontario dates. With them, we heard Seed from Echo in the Dust, and locally, Taylor Jackson. Saw her here on Friday last week. That was the big smasheroo around these parts, Buzz Cut. Yeah. So that's about it for the Twang Trust Kids. Stay tuned for Sane. We got Chris in the house tonight. We lost a great songwriter, really one of the pivotal songwriters. Of course, mainly you know him from writing the song that, well, pretty much every garage band in the 60s did, if they were worth a darn, and even the ones that weren't worth a darn did this one. Gosh, everybody did. But it wasn't the only thing he had up his sleeve. Chip Taylor was all over the place. And he was more than Wild Thing, for sure. Check out some of his stuff, will ya? Look into it. Here's a little something he did with his old pal, John Prine. We'll see you next week, kids, on the Twang Trust.
Two old friends trying to write a song, trying to write a song about some angels. Angels on the mountain, angel left in June. 16 angels dancing across the moon.
Hey Chip, what do you think that means?
You know, John, I'm not sure, but we're songwriters. We don't have to know, now do we?
Well, why don't you take a hike? And don't forget to take that red balloon.
Oh, 16 angels dancing across the moon.
Let's make something up about why we chose that number.
Well, that sounds good to me, John. Tell me something. What'd you do last summer?
Well, I spent 16 days in Hollywood looking for a spoon.
16 angels dancing across the moon.
Hey, why don't you whistle a little bit?
Does that sound right to you, John?
You're no Bing Crosby.
That's good, John.
I got my whistle removed in Germany.
Two old friends, John. Here we go.
Two old friends trying to write a song. Trying to write a song about some angels. Angels on a mountain. Angel left in June. 16 angels dancing across the moon. I got angels in the back seat. Angels on the hood. I got angels everywhere I go. I must be doing something good.
That sounds pretty profound to me, John. But does it fit the tune?
16 angels dancing across the moon. I got enough angels to shake a stick at. Enough to make a grown man croon.
16 angels dancing across the moon.
Come here, angel.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chris Mama Bauer, finally back from the near dead after a round of illness. Thanks, Stu, for another rousing show. This is the Sane Radio Hour on CKUW 95.9 on your FM dial. And catch us on the World Wide Web at www.ckuw.ca. So, last night we had our March edition of the Electroacoustic Tuesday, which featured myself with a new project called The Ambient, Mike Thompson of Midbrain Surfer's Infamy doing electroacoustic didgeridoo, which was fantastic, and KPG or Kiki Klutz or any other number of names that she goes by. Fascinating artist as well. It was a great night out of the